could say the New York Times is very interested in the squashing of free speech on college campuses. But as research by FAIR analyst Adam Johnson shows, that wouldn't quite describe it. Over the past 18 months, the New York Times has dedicated 21 columns and articles to the subject of conservatives' free speech on campus, while just three talked about the silencing of college liberals or leftists. Johnson reviewed Times articles, columns, and op-eds and found a clear emphasis on documenting and condemning the perceived suppression of right-wing voices at American universities, but vanishingly little mention of harassment campaigns against leftist professors and/or the criminalization of leftist causes, such as the pro-Palestinian BDS, or Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement. Since May 1, 2016, the Times has run pieces like "College Republicans, Once the Best Party on Campus, Endure Taunts Over Trump," "My Liberal University Cemented My Vote for Trump," "On Campus, Trump Fans Say They Need Safe Spaces," "The Isolation of College Libertarians," "Life and Combat for Republicans at Berkeley," and "These Campus Inquisitions Must Stop." While the paper did sporadically report the dozens of laws throughout the country that seek to criminalize BDS, they didn't put that in the context of college free speech. Professors silenced or fired over activities critical of Israel, like Berkeley's Paul Hodway or SUNY Plattsburgh's Simona Sharoni, weren't covered, much less defended, in the Times, leaving much more room for pearl clutching over the lack of far-right professors or the mean things said about Trump supporters by undergrads. Besides the odd notion that college campuses should be one-to-one hospitable to all ideologies at all times, the idea that certain viewpoints, like supply-side economics, racial eugenics, or a Eurocentric view of history, are underrepresented on campus because they aren't intellectually credible is never entertained. So Johnson concludes on the dubious altar of ideological diversity, the paper of record sacrifices any sense of proportionality. With alt-right and neo-Nazi elements on the march and a White House that's at the very least sympathetic to them, the Times focuses its tremendous influence time and again on creating a space in academia for reactionary, racist, and sexist views that are overrepresented in almost every other sector of society. And finally, one of the most important and also kindest media critics has passed away. Edward Herman was the main author of Manufacturing Consent, The Political Economy of the Mass Media, written with Noam Chomsky, the 1980s masterwork that exposed how elite U.S. media typically function as propaganda organs for U.S. empire and militarism. FAIR founder Jeff Cohen recalled how, as part of a lawyer's delegation monitoring an election in death squad-run El Salvador in 1984, he and a group of progressive attorneys at the Salvador Sheraton scrambled to get their hands on a shipment of hot-off-the-press copies of Demonstration Elections, Ed's devastating book with Frank Broadhead about the U.S. staging elections as PR shows to prop up repressive regimes, from the Dominican Republic to Vietnam to Salvador. Ed wrote or co-wrote classic works of political and media criticism, including The Political Economy of Human Rights, The Real Terror Network, Beyond Hypocrisy, Decoding the News in an Age of Propaganda, and The Global Media. A longtime friend and supporter of FAIR, he occasionally wrote for our magazine Extra on, for example, double standards in coverage of Suharto and Pol Pot. Jeff Cohen notes that Ed's name often went unmentioned in discussion of Manufacturing Consent, for example, in the Hollywood movie Good Will Hunting. Asked if that troubled him, Ed answered, "Not at all. The point is, the movie could bring the book more readers." That was Ed. He will be missed. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.